And we're hearing from voters this month about identity and politics. It's part of NPR's election year project, A Nation Engaged. We're asking people what it means to be an American and what can the next president do to further that vision. One answer comes from a Mexican-American named Marisol Flores Aguirre. She directs the Women's Business Center at the YWCA in Tucson, Arizona. That's where Nancy Montoya of Arizona Public Media met up with her.
Watch me do it. Watch me build it. You grew this company in 2 years, and you doubled your revenue this year.
400%.
Right? Or not? 400%. So you didn't even just double your revenue.
Marisol Flores Aguirre mentors women, especially Latinas, in the world of entrepreneurship. She sees her work as part of being an American, to create the possibility for success. She has a formula. It happens, she says, most often when skill and necessity meet passion.
And that's something that you can't fake. Passion you can't fake. I can teach anybody anything, but you can't teach passion.
Aguirre's father was poor when he came to the U.S. from Mexico at age 16. He had the necessity. He had the passion. What he and her mother needed, Aguirre says, was an education.
My dad went to the University of Arizona and got a degree. My mom was a farm worker until she was 22. And she has her master's in education. And I think that that really influenced me at a young age to see what was possible.
While in college, her mother's advice on perspective is something Aguirre today shares with other Latinas struggling to make it.
You know, there would be times when I would be sitting there thinking, why did I do this to myself? This is so challenging for me. I don't understand. But she used to say, ay, mija, no te ahogas en un vaso de agua. And I used to think, okay, mom, and what that roughly translates to is you're not going to drown in a glass of water, right?
Aguirre did not drown. She succeeded. And that leads her to say that the new president, whether Clinton or Trump, must understand certain things are unacceptable in today's America.
We cannot accept poverty in 2016 in the richest country in the world. It is unacceptable that we have folks that are living below a poverty line, that we have children that go to school hungry and can't learn.
Aguirre wants the next administration to invest more in Latina entrepreneurs.
One of the beautiful things that I think about in America is that in one generation, my family is a testament to that. In one generation, you could end a poverty cycle, where in other countries, it takes 5 to 7 generations to end cyclical poverty. That's powerful. That's the power of America. That's the America that I want to believe in.
For Here and Now, I'm Nancy Montoya in Tucson.
Well, next, a pastor from Tennessee who's found a broad audience for his message on social media. Chaz Sisk from WPLN in Nashville has his story.
If you've heard of Greg Locke, it's probably because of his Facebook videos.
Hey guys, Pastor Greg Locke here. You know, the liberals have come up with a very effective tactic to back us into what I call the corner of silence. It's called name shaming.
This one is on the slurs Locke says he's been called online. It's not slick. Locke shot it with his cell phone, but it's gathered more than 1 million views and generated thousands of comments from supporters and detractors.
You can threaten to continually bomb our church, kill me, say all of these vicious, vile, vitriolic things online, most of which I'm never going to see or look at or respond to, but your names will not stop me.
Locke knows he comes across as a rabble-rouser, though the 40-year-old preacher says that's not how he sees himself.
I'm speaking to the itch of society, and that's why people are clicking on these videos, because they want to hear somebody that is bold, but they want to hear somebody that has some common sense.
Locke is the founding pastor of Global Vision Bible Church. The not-quite-10-year-old congregation meets in a humble building outside Nashville. Locke's videos are part ministry, part marketing. He believes they succeed because they're straightforward appeals for Americans to come back to God. He says the nation was built on Judeo-Christian principles, though he acknowledges the founding fathers differed over exactly what those were.
You know, I realize, you know, some of them were deists and this, that, and the other, but you really dig back to history. There were some major pulpiteers, some major preachers that have a lot of the founding framework of our nation. So, yeah, I do believe we were built on Christian principles, but we have certainly strayed from them.
Locke is referring to the cultural changes that have taken place in America over the past half century. He says more acceptance of non-Christian and gay, lesbian, and transgender people has meant less acceptance of evangelicals like himself.
We can't really speak up about a lot of things that we've been able to speak up about in the past because now we're considered racist, bigots, homophobic, Islamophobic.
Locke says his views have gone from being the social norm to being what the social norm condemns. And he worries eventually that trend will lead to speech codes that could be used to punish evangelicals. Locke says that's why he's supporting Donald Trump, though he has doubts the Republican nominee is sincere when he promises to appoint conservative justices and to stand up for Christian values.
Well, at this point, all I can do is just, I can just trust what the man says, and I can also trust what she says.
She is Hillary Clinton, of course. Locke believes a victory by the Democrat will hasten the nation along the road he condemns. Trump, he thinks, might at least stop the trend in its tracks. Neither candidate, Locke says, can restore America to the greatness he believes it once possessed. That's a job only God can do. For Here and Now, I'm Chaz Sisk in Nashville.